Let's go back to Romans chapter 3.
我们再回到罗马书第三章。
Let's read verse 23 again.
我们再读一遍二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now we have addressed just for a little while what it means that we are sinners.
我们刚刚讲了一点点，我们是罪人是什么意思呢？
But now let's look at the second phrase.
好，我们再看看这第二个段落。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
What does this mean?
亏缺神的荣耀什么意思？
Fall short of the glory of God.
亏缺神的荣耀。
It means this.
意思是。
You were made with a specific purpose.
神造你有一个特别的目的。
You were made to know God.
神造你为了要认识他。
And you were made to glorify Him.
要荣耀他。
To live before Him.
在他面前活着。
Worship.
敬拜他。
And obedience.
顺服他。
To discover Him.
发现他。
To rejoice in Him.
在他里面欢喜快乐。
That's the reason for which you were made.
这是神造你的目的。
In light of this,
因此
we can begin to see why men are so empty.
我们就可以明白为什么人那么虚空。
Most men are not living this way.
因为大多数人不是为神而活。
Even most people who call themselves Christians,
甚至大多数自称为基督徒的人。
Are not really given to this way of life.
也不是如此而活。
We have a confession called the Westminster Confession.
我们有一个教义宣告叫做魏斯敏斯特信条。
Or the 1689 London Confession.
或者是1689年伦敦的教义信条。
And there's a catechism that goes along with that.
里头有一个教导孩子的一些教训也跟他一起。
A catechism is a series of questions.
这个教导小孩子是问答要义基本要义问答一系列的。
And biblical answers are provided.
然后有圣经的答案。
The first question in the catechism,
在这个要义教义问答的第一个问题是
What is the chief end of man?
人的生活的目的何在？
Why were you created?
为什么神造你?
The answer is this.
答案是
To glorify God.
为了荣耀神。
But here's the second part.
好，这第二个部分。
And to enjoy Him forever.
永远享受神。
Now, isn't it interesting?
这很有趣啊。
That everyone recognizes
每个人都承认。
That there is nothing in this world that really satisfies us.
这世界上没有任何东西能够真正满足我们。
I can demonstrate this in your own life.
我可以 在你自己生活上示范这一点。
Let's say that there's a car that you want to buy.
譬如你想要买一部车。
All you can think about is that car.
你所能想的都是车车车车车就那个车。
You save money.
你筹钱。
You look at pictures.
你看看那个照片。
You want the car.
你要那部车。
If only you had that car.
只要你有那部车。
And then one day you buy the car.
有一天你买了。
And you're happy.
你就很高兴了。
For how many days?
几天呢？
And then you want something else.
然后你又想要别的东西了。
You see?
你看到没有?
Nothing in this world can satisfy you. Nothing.
世上没有任何东西能够满足你。没有任何东西。
Most of you probably want to get married.
大多数人都想要结婚啊。
You should want to get married.
你应该要结婚啊。
And even Christians will say this.
基督徒甚至会那么说。
Your wife or your husband will complete you.
你的丈夫或者你的妻另一半呢会使你完全。
Let me give you some news.
让我告诉你一个好消息。
They will not complete you.
你的另一半不能使你完全。
They will not fulfill you.
他们不能使你满足。
If they can,
如果能的话，
you are not a Christian.
你就不是基督徒了。
You see, there's nothing in this life that can fulfill us.
世上这个世一辈子没有任何东西能够满足我们。
We were made for a specific purpose.
神造我们是为一个特别的目的。
To be filled only by God.
唯有神自己能够满足我们。
And nothing can replace Him in our heart.
在我们心中没有其他任何东西能够取代他的地位。
Sometimes I'll hear people say, I don't know why I'm so miserable.
有时候我听人家说，我不知道为什么我活得那么没意思，那么无聊。
And I go, oh, pick me, I'll tell you why you're miserable. I know the answer.
我说我知道答案，我告诉你。
You're miserable because you're not living for the reason for which you were made.
你那么空虚无聊，因为你没有完成神造你的目的。
The Bible says that God has put eternity in your heart.
圣经说神把永恒放在你的心里。
He's given you a heart that has an infinite hole in it.
他给了你一颗心，那颗心里头有一个无底洞。
Nothing can fill it.
没有任何东西能够满足那个洞，那个空虚。
Except something that is infinite.
除了那位永恒者。
There is only one being who is infinite.
只有一位永恒者。
And that is God.
那就是神，上帝。
I want you to think about heaven for a moment.
我要你想一想天堂啊。
How many of you have read that heaven has streets of gold?
你们有没有读过天堂有那个黄金街？
And gates made out of pearls.
然后有珍珠城门。
Well, that's what the Bible says.
的确，圣经是那么说的啊。
But here's the problem.
问题在这儿。
You can only walk on golden streets so long, and then it gets really boring.
你天天走黄金街，你就会无聊，就受不了了。
I mean, you can only swing back and forth on a gate of pearl for so long, and it's no fun anymore.
你可以在那个珍珠城上面游来游去，但是过了一段时间就很无聊了。
If heaven is just streets of gold and gates of pearls,
如果天堂仅仅是黄金街、碧玉城而已。
After about 100 years, I'm just going to shoot myself in the head.
过了一百年，我就要自杀了，受不了了。
What makes heaven heaven?
为什么天堂是天堂呢？
God is there.
因为神在那儿。
Now here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看见的。
God is infinite in all his attributes.
神的每一个品格都是无限的。
That means you could explore the beauty of God forever and you still will not have begun to explore it.
意思就是你可以永远的追寻明白神的特性，你还没有开始呢，你不管多久还是没开始真正认识他。
So if you spend 1,000 eternities in heaven,
如果你用1,000,000个永恒在天堂里。
And every day you find something new.
每一天你都发觉一些有关神的新鲜的事情。
You will never exhaust the beauty of God.
你永远不会完全明白神的秀美。
Heaven is literally discovering, tracking down the glories of God.
天堂是追寻神的荣耀，追寻，不断的追寻，追寻，追寻。
That's eternal life.
这是永恒，永生。
Now, let me just talk to you for a moment about some things.
哦，我现在跟你讲一些事啊。
Have you ever thought about the beauty of God?
你有没有想过神的荣美？
It's a very important doctrine.
这是一个很重要的教义。
Have you ever seen something so beautiful that it takes your breath away?
你有没有看过一些这么美丽的东西，叫你停止呼吸？
If you're married, you better say it was your wife.
如果你结婚了，你最好说是你的老婆，你的太太。
I love the outdoors.
我喜欢外面的这个世界。
The mountains and rivers.
山啊，水啊。
Have you ever seen a sunset that was so beautiful that it just took your breath away?
你有没有看过黄昏的太阳，这么美丽，叫你哇叹为观止。
Now I want you to think about this.
我要你想这件事啊。
God is so beautiful.
神是如此的美丽。
That if you were to catch only a glimpse of him right now.
如果你就是瞥他一眼，看到那么一短暂的一秒钟，现在。
It would either kill you.
你看到他，你就会或者把你杀掉。
Or drive you insane.
或者叫你发神经病。你受不了。
Like I said, have you ever seen something on this earth that was so beautiful it moved you inside?
正如我说，你有没有在世上看到那么美丽的东西，叫你心动的？
God's beauty is so great.
神的荣美是如此之大。
That to catch the smallest glimpse of it.
你甚至看到它，瞥它一眼，瞄它一眼。
Would be so beautiful.
如此的秀美。
So magnificent.
如此的壮观。
It'd kill you.
会把你杀掉。
You wouldn't be able to bear such beauty.
你受不了这么荣美的。
That's why you must be transformed to even be near His presence.
所以你我必须被改变才能够与他亲近。
Now this beauty,
这个秀美，
you look at it once,
你就瞄一眼。
But you've not seen it all.
但是你没有，只不过瞄一眼，你没有看到它所有的秀美。
You've not even begun to see.
你还没开始看到有多么美丽。
Let's imagine you die and go to heaven.
我们想象你现在死了，上天堂了。
And you are strengthened in order to see God.
神加你力量，好叫你能够面对他，看见他。
The beauty is so great.
哦，它的荣美是如此之美丽。
It fills you with such joy,
让你充满了何等的喜乐，
that you fall in a worship and a joy that you have never known in your life.
你进入了一种无以名状的喜乐，一生都没有经历过的喜乐当中。
And then let's say that you go to bed.
哦，然后你睡觉了。
You don't really do this in heaven.
天堂你不用睡觉，我就举个例子。
Let's say you go to bed.
啊，你天堂睡觉了，譬如啊。
Get up the next morning.
第二天早上起来。
You go out and see God.
你又去朝见神了。
The revelation of His beauty that second day.
第二天他所启示的荣美。
Will be so great.
如此之大。
That it will be as though you never saw Him before.
就像你从前从来没有看过他一样。
It will surpass the revelation you received the first day.
就远远超过你第一天所得到的他荣美的启示。
And the joy and ecstasy will be so great.
你心里的那种狂欢，那种喜乐，如此之大。
That you will have to be given greater strength in order that it not kill you.
神必须要给你更大的力量，好叫你不死掉。
And you will be before him with such joy that you can't even begin to describe it.
你会充满何等大的喜乐，你无法名状。
And then you go to bed.
然后你又睡觉了。
Wake up next morning.
第二天又起来了。
And it happens all over again.
又一次。
Greater,
更大的，
greater,
更大的，
greater,
更多的。
And it never ends.
永不止息。
That's what eternity is about.
那就是永生，永恒。
An infinite beauty.
那永远的无限的秀美
that continues to grow,
不断的增长增长增长
throughout all eternity,
直到永永远远
and your joy,
你的喜乐
continuing to grow,
不断的增长增加
so that the only way you can even survive the joy and the beauty is by being strengthened by God.
唯独借着神的力量，神加你力量，你才能够存活下来。
That is eternal life.
那就是永生。
And it doesn't begin when you die.
这不是当你死的时候才开始。
It begins when you have trusted in Christ.
当你重生得救，信靠基督，那永生就开始了。
I have been a Christian for 28 years.
我信主信了28年了。
I know God in a way now that I never could have imagined 28 years ago.
28年前，我现在认识神的程度，我从前无法想象。
I know things about God right now that I could not even explain to you.
我认识神到一个地步，我无法解释他是何等美好。
Experience joys in the presence of God that I couldn't even share with you.
我在神的面前所经历的那个喜乐，我无法跟你分享。
28 years ago,
28年前
I began a journey of knowing God.
我开始了认识神的天路历程。
After 1,000 eternities, it still will not even have begun.
过了一千百万万年的亿亿年的永恒，还没有开始认识他。
That's what it means we were made for His glory.
这就是我们为他荣耀所造的意思。
It doesn't mean that we were just made to serve Him.
不仅仅是我们神造我们就是要服侍他而已，不仅如此。
But made to know Him.
而是造我们要认识他。
And that joy eclipses all other joys.
他那认识他那个喜乐远远超越其他的，叫其他的喜乐相形见拙，相形失色。
I love to explore.
我喜欢去探险。
Whenever I was in the jungle,
当我在森林里的时候
，and I would hear a legend about something, I would go try to find it.
我会听到一些什么神话，一些什么故事，一些我就赶快去寻找那个东西。
And most of the time, I'd come back half dead.
大多数情况，我回来我累得半死。
I always want to explore.
我总喜欢探险。
I just can't resist it.
我无法拒绝这个试探。
Is there really a 30-foot anaconda? I've got to know.
真有一个三十米的什么 anaconda?
Big snake.
那个大蟒蛇，真有那么大？我要去发现，我要去发掘。
There was a legend about these invisible people in the jungles of northern Peru.
在北部的秘鲁的北部有这种隐形人呐、啊，有一个这样的故事，一个神话。
Had to go look for them.
我就必须要去探险，要去找他们。
Invisible people are very hard to find.
隐形人很难找啊。
But I love exploring.
但是我喜欢探险。
That's what the Christian life is.
这就是基督徒的生活。
But it's exploring a person.
但是我们所探险的、寻找的是一位主。
It's a relationship.
是跟他的一个关系。
Let me give you another example.
让我给你另一个例子。
When I got married,
当我结婚
，I began to explore my wife.
我开始在我太太身上探险。
I know so much more about her now than I did when we were married.
我现在认识她远远超过我们刚结婚的时候。
And every new virtue I find in her is exciting.
在她身上我找到的每一个美德都是叫人兴奋的。
But with God,
但是神
it goes beyond anything you could ever imagine.
远远超越我们所能够想象的一切事物。
Did you know that God's beauty is so great?
你知道吗？神的荣美是如此之大。
That He has to humble Himself.
他必须要降卑自己。
To stop looking at Himself to look at something else.
他必须停止看自己，好叫他能够看别的东西。
So one day in heaven.
是有一天在天上。
And I'm looking at God.
我看着神。
And you come up to me.
你到我面前来。
And you say, Brother Paul.
你说保罗弟兄。
And I say, Hi.
我说 Hello.
Brother Paul, I'm over here.
保罗弟兄，我在这儿。
Yeah, Hi.
哎，你好，你好。
I'm really not going to want to turn my eyes away from him to look at you.
我真不愿意把我的眼神转移来看你一眼。
Now that's just a silly illustration.
这是一个好笑的。
But you know that's the thing that keeps us from sin.
你知道吗？这就是如何使我们不犯罪的方法。
We're looking at God.
我们仰望基督。
We're looking at His beauty.
仰望神的荣美。
Devil says, "Hey, look over here."
魔鬼撒旦说，看看看这里，看这里。
And you go, "Why?"
你说，哦。
I don't want to.
我不要看你。
Why?
Why? 为什么要看你？
Because I'm looking at something so beautiful now.
为什么？因为我在看如此秀美的主。
Nothing in this world can compare with the vision of God.
全世界没有任何东西可以与神的荣美相比。
And that's why we walk in holiness.
所以我们要活在圣洁中。
I don't want to look at you.
我不要看你。
If I look at you,
如果看你
if I look at sin,
我看到罪孽
I turn my eyes off of him.
我的眼光就会分散了，不再看他了。
My Christian life is not so much struggling against sin.
我的基督徒生活不是那么多跟罪恶挣扎
but struggling to keep my eyes on Him.
而是挣扎着要专心仰望基督。
This is what you were made for.
这是神造你的目的。
Now, young people,
现在年轻人
listen to me.
请听我说。
You're in a very, very dangerous place.
你在一个非常危险的地带。
You will quickly become superficial.
你很容易很快会变成很肤浅。
That's what my culture will do to you.
这是我们这个文化会干的好事。
You will think more about what kind of tennis shoes you can buy than you will think about the beauty of God.
你会想到我要买什么牌子的鞋球鞋多于你想神。
You will think about good jobs.
你会想什么工作啊好工作啊
just so you can buy things
好叫你买东西
that don't make you happy.
那些不叫你真正满足快乐的东西。
My father grew up in the Depression.
我爸爸在那个美国的经济萧条时代长大的。
When they didn't even have food to eat.
那个时候他们吃东西都成问题。
And his generation would always say this.
他那一代的人呢总是会说
I want to give my children the things I never had.
我要给我孩子我自己不能拥有的东西。
But it was the things my father never had that made him the man he was.
但是正因为我爸爸缺乏那些东西他才会成为这样的人。
And it's the things we give our children that sometimes destroys them.
那往往是因着我们给我们儿女的那些东西把他们给毁了。
Do not follow after the things of this world.
不要随从这世界的东西。
Now, don't get me wrong. God provides for us.
不要误会我，神的确供应我们的需要。
And God can care for us.
神的确关心照顾我们。
And we should work hard.
我们应该努力工作，没错。
But we work hard for the glory of God.
但是我们努力工作是为了他的荣耀。
To provide for our families.
要供应我们家庭的需要。
And to help the poor and send out missionaries.
而且帮助穷人，而且差遣宣教士出去。
It's not just to gather up things.
不是为了收集世上的东西。
That will ruin our lives.
那些东西会毁灭我们的生命。
Please listen to me.
请听我说。
Some of you are going to fall.
你们当中有些人会跌倒。
You're going to live your life for this world.
你会把你的生命给这个世界。
And you're going to be miserable here.
你不但在世上会可怜兮兮。
And miserable after you leave here.
你离开这儿也会可怜。
You were made for God.
你是因着神而被造的。
Live for Him.
为他而活。
And the two great commands are this.
这两个最大的诫命是。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
尽心尽意尽心爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
All the law and all the prophets is summed up in that.
先知和律法一切道理的总纲就在此。
When I teach my boys.
当我教我的孩子。
And I'll grab them by the arm.
我抓着他们的手。
Say,
手臂。
Why did God make you strong?
为什么神使你强壮呢?
To serve him.
为了要服侍他。
And to help those who are weak.
要帮助那些软弱的人。
Why did God make you smart?
为什么神让你那么聪明?
To think great thoughts about God.
为了要思想神的大事。
And to help those who do not think very well.
而且帮助那些不能思想的人。
Why did God make you rich?
为什么神使你富足?
And they always say, Dad, we're not rich.
他们说，爸爸，我们还没钱呢。
And I always say, compared to most people in this world, we're very rich.
你说你们跟别人世上大多数人比较，你们很有钱，很富足。
If you know where your next meal is coming from, you're rich.
如果你知道下餐饭的来源，你就是富足的。
So I say, why did God make you rich?
我说为什么神使你富足？
To help His people who have nothing.
帮助那些一无所有的他的百姓。
That's why we live.
这是我们生活的目的。
To know him,
认识他。
And serve him.
服侍他。
Most people don't understand that.
大多数人不明白这些事。
They don't understand it at all.
他们完全不能理解。
And those of you who are parents need to be very, very careful.
你们当中这些做父母的需要很小心。
I was, I was in a hotel a few years ago.
几年前我在一个旅馆里面。
And it was owned by an Indian family.
是一个印第安的家庭，是印第安人，印度人是做老板。
And I saw that the entire family lived in the hotel.
我看整个家庭都住在旅馆里头。
In order to save money.
为了要省钱。
And they all worked.
他们都工作。
And they had built something for themselves.
他们为自己建立了一些事业。
They had been in the country for just 15 or 20 years.
他们在美国待了15、20年的样子。
They came with nothing.
他们来的时候两手空空。
With hard work, they built something.
白手起家，他们建立了他们的事业。
And I was talking to the lady.
我跟那个女的讲。
Telling her how much I admired her culture.
我告诉她我多么欣赏他们的文化传统。
And the hard work of her family.
他们的家庭那么努力工作向上。
And you know what she said?
你知道她说什么吗?
It's true.
她说对，是的。
But my children are Americans.
但是我的儿女是美国人。
They think more about tennis shoes.
他们多考虑自己的球鞋。
And clothing.
衣服。
And cars.
车子。
And playing,
玩耍游戏
and entertainment,
还有娱乐
That's very sad.
这是很叫人心痛的
Live for a reason.
要有活着的理由啊
Live for Christ.
要为基督而活
Or you will be a biblical fool.
要不然你会成为圣经里的傻瓜
It's true.
真的。
Now,
好。
It says here in verse 23, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
二三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And then it says,
好，继续二四节。
And then it says, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
但如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白地称义。
It says all have sinned.
哦，这里说都犯了罪，世人都犯罪。
But then speaking about the Christians, it says they have been justified.
现在转过来，论到基督徒说，基督徒都被称义了。
Now this word or concept is very important.
这个概念称义是非常重要的。
What does it mean to be justified?
被称义是什么意思呢？
The word is a legal term.
这是一个法律的用词。
It is a term that means this.
这个词的意思是
To legally be declared right before God.
就是在神面前合法的被宣称是义的。
And here's the way it looks.
这就是这么看的啊。
We have sinned before God.
我们在神面前犯了罪。
We have committed crimes before God.
我们在神面前犯罪了。
He is a righteous God.
他是一位公义的上帝。
Because of our sin, we are not right with Him.
因着我们的罪，我们跟他的关系破裂了。
How can we be legally declared right with God?
我们在神面前怎么能够被他称义呢？合法的称义呢？
How can we who have committed crimes be acceptable to God?
我们这些犯了罪的人怎么能够在神面前被接纳呢?
How can we be reconciled to Him?
我们怎么能够与这位公义的神和好呢?
That is the great question of the Bible.
这就是圣经里头最大的问题。
It's also the great question of many religions.
也是其他宗教，许多宗教的最重大的问题。
But the difference between Christianity and all other religions.
但是基督教的信仰和其他任何宗教的不同是
Is this one thing.
是这件事。
I'm going to give you an illustration.
我给你个例子啊。
Let's say that I'm a reporter.
哦，举例啊，如果我是个记者。
And I interview a Jewish man.
我采访一个犹太教徒。
And I say, sir, if you died right now, where would you go?
我说犹太人，如果你现在死，你会去哪呢？
And let's say he says heaven.
如果他说，上天堂。
And I say, why?
我说为什么？
He says, I love the law of God.
因为我喜爱神的律法。
I obey the law of God.
我遵行神的律法。
I am a righteous man.
我是一个义人啊。
I deserve to go to heaven.
我配上天堂啊。
I have earned heaven with my good works.
靠着我的善行，我已经赢得了天堂的门票啊。
Let's say I go to a Muslim man.
譬如我再去一个伊斯兰教徒、回教徒。
Sir, if you died, where would you go?
我说先生啊，你死了会去哪？
He says heaven.
他说上天堂啊。
I say why?
我说为什么？
He says, because I am a righteous man.
他说因为我是个好人，义人啊。
I love the Quran.
我喜爱可兰经。
I have obeyed its command.
我遵行可兰经的规矩。
I pray every day.
我每天都祷告。
I give alms to the poor.
我捐钱给穷人。
And then we come to the Christian.
好，我们来到基督徒的面前了。
A real Christian.
一个真正的基督徒啊。
Because there's a lot of fake ones.
因为很多假的。
And I say, sir, if you died right now, where would you go?
我说先生啊，如果你现在死，你会去哪？
And he says, heaven.
基督徒说，上天堂。
And I say, why?
我说凭什么？
And this is what he says.
这是他说的。
I was born in sin.
我在罪孽中生的。
And I have broken every law of God.
神的律法每一条，我没有一条不触犯的。
And I deserve to go to hell.
我配下地狱。
And I'm the reporter.
我是个记者啊。
I go,
我
说, sir.
我说, 哎, 先生啊。
I don't understand.
我不理解你。
I mean, I understand the Jewish man.
我明白那个犹太人。
He says he's going to heaven because he deserves it.
他说他可以上天堂因为他配啊。
That God owes him heaven.
神欠他上天堂啊。
And the Muslim man, I understand him.
回教徒我也可以明白他。
He's going to heaven because he says he's good.
他能上天堂因为他是个好人。
God must let him in.
神必须让他上去啊。
He's getting in because of all he's done.
因为他所行的善，他就可以上天堂，我可以明白。
But sir, you're telling me that you're going to heaven.
但先生，基督徒，你说你要上天堂。
And yet at the same time, you're confessing that you don't deserve to go there.
同时你又承认你不配上天堂。
How are you going to heaven?
你怎么上得去呢?
He says, I'm going to heaven.
基督徒回答说,我要上天堂。
Based upon the virtue and the merit of another.
靠着另外一位的善行和美德,不是靠我。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督主耶稣。
That is the difference between Christianity and all other religions.
这就是基督教的信仰和其他世上任何宗教的差别。
All other religions are a religion of works.
其他任何宗教都是靠自己善行得救的。
I'm good enough.
我够好了。
God owes me.
神欠我的债。
I deserve to go to heaven.
我配进天堂。
So their religion is all about them.
所以他们的宗教是围绕着自我的。
And when they say that they're going to heaven,
当他们说我可以上天堂。
They're bragging about themselves.
他们在夸耀自我。
As a matter of fact, God has become their debtor.
因此神成了亏欠他们的了。
God owes them.
神欠他们债。
God must pay them.
神必须偿还他们天堂。
But Christianity is different.
但基督教不同。
It says I have broken God's laws.
我们说我们触犯神的律法。
And if I go to heaven,
如果我上天堂,
it is not because of me.
不是因着我自己。
It's because of what God has done for me.
乃是因着神所为我成就的。
So the Christian is the only one who can say that he is going to heaven.
所以基督徒是唯一可以有信心、有把握说我一定上天堂的。
And yet he is not boasting.
但同时他不是在自夸。
Because he's not pointing to himself.
因为他不是在指自己。
He's pointing to what God has done for him. For him.
他乃是指向神为他所成就的。
Now let me say this.
好，让我再说。
You may be thinking.
你可能在想啊。
So the Christian just believes in God and lives like the devil?
啊，那基督徒可以相信上帝，然后像魔鬼一样生活了。
No.
不。
The Christian acknowledges that no matter what he does, no matter how good he might be, it is not good enough.
基督徒承认。他所行的，不论行的再好再善， 都不够好，不够善。
The Christian who truly believes in Christ,
那位真正相信基督的基督徒，
will live a different life.
他的生活会完全的不同。
He will live a holy life.
他会过一个圣洁的生活。
But it will not be a perfect life.
当然不是十全十美了。
And he knows that even his best life cannot earn for him heaven.
他知道甚至他最大的努力都不能够赢得天堂。
So justification,
所以称义
means that God looks down on us,
意思是神看着我们
from his throne of judgment,
从他审判的宝座看着我们
and he declares us to be right with him.
他宣布我们跟他关系正常化，称我们为义。
But not because of us.
但是不是因着我们自己的行为。
But because of what his son did for us.
乃是因着他的儿子为我们所成了的。
It's based upon the son's works and not ours.
是根据他儿子所成了的救赎，而不是根据我们的善行。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Let's say that there's a son of a very wealthy doctor.
让我们举例，如果有一个很有钱的医生的儿子。
And the son is driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz that his dad bought for him when he was 16.
当这个儿子16岁的时候，爸爸给他买了一部最新的、最豪华的、最名牌的轿车。
And he walks around with his chest out.
他开着这个车，走路的时候，雄赳赳，气昂昂。
Look at my car.
看我的车。
But here's the problem.
问题在这儿。
He didn't do anything to get that car.
他没有做任何事情去赚那部车。
He can't even pay for the car insurance.
那个车子的保险他都付不起。
His daddy paid for everything.
他爸爸为他付清了一切。
So instead of boasting,
所以与其自夸，
he should be extremely humble.
他应该极其谦卑。
And he should say, look at what my father has done for me.
他应该说，你看看我爸爸为我做的事。
And he should also have this attitude.
他应该有这样的态度。
My father has been so good to me.
我爸爸对我太好了。
Then I want to be a good son for him.
我要做他的好儿子。
But even though he still recognizes,
但是虽然他知道这件事。
That there's no way he could ever pay back his father.
他知道他无法偿还他欠他爸爸的。
It was a gift.
是爸爸给他的恩典礼物。
A gift.
礼物。
That's why the Christian can say he's going to heaven and not be boasting.
所以基督徒可以肯定地说他会上天堂，但是他不是在自夸。
Because he points to Christ and the work of Christ.
因为他指向基督和基督成了的救赎大功。
Instead of himself.
他不是指向自己。
So all the religions of the world are asking the question, how can we be declared right with God?
世上所有的宗教都在问同样的问题，我们怎么样能够在神面前被称义，跟神的关系正常化呢？
And all the religions of the world say it is through our works.
世上所有的宗教都说是借着人的工作，人的功劳，努力，积功积德。
But Christianity says it is through Christ alone.
但唯独基督信仰说是借着基督，唯独基督。
That's why the Bible says here in verse 27 of chapter 3,
是第三章二十七节说，
Where then is boasting?
二七节说道，既然这样，哪里能夸口呢？
It is excluded.
没有可夸的了。
By what kind of law?
用何法？
Of works?
没有的呢，是用立功之法吗？
No.
不是的。
No, but by law of faith.
乃是信主之法。
The Christian can boast in nothing.
基督徒无可夸口。
But in God and what God has done for him through his son.
唯独夸口上帝和神借着他儿子所成就的。
Let's go back to verse 24.
我们再看24节。
Being justified as a gift by his grace.
好，这里讲到却蒙神的恩典，因基督的救赎的白白的称义。
Now this is very repetitive.
这是很重复，很啰嗦的。
It's redundant.
这是好像很多余的。
He's saying that we are declared right with God as a gift by His grace.
说我们是称义是怎么称的？是白白的，是因着神的恩典，是因着神的礼物恩典白白的。
It's almost like he's saying we have been declared right with God as a gift, as a gift, as a gift, as a gift.
就像他在说, 我们被称义是白白的, 是礼物, 是礼物, 是恩典, 是礼物, 是礼物, 礼物。
Why is he doing this?
为什么他总是重复呢?
Because it is always the tendency of men to think they can earn their salvation.
因为人性的倾向就是自以为可以靠自己的功德赢得救赎。
Men are so proud.
人是天生骄傲的。
It's almost like they're saying this.
似乎他们在这么说。
I don't want it as a gift.
我不要你的礼物。
I want to earn it.
我要自己去赚得它。
And if I can't earn it, I don't want it.
如果我不能够凭我的双手赚得它，我不要它。
And that is why when you see Christianity become corrupt, it is usually with regard to works.
所以你看到基督教腐化就是因着这个缘故，因为他们要靠自己的行为，自己的善行。
But salvation is a gift.
但是救赎救恩是神的恩典礼物。
It is not of works.
不是靠行为。
Now, if you look in our text, it says being justified as a gift.
你看我们这段经文是白白的称义，因着恩典，神的恩典白白的。
The phrase as a gift.
这句话。 白白的称义,
it's translated from a Greek word that is used in another place in the book of John. They hated him without a cause.
白白的称义, 在那个地方翻译是, 他们恨他是无缘无故的恨基督。
It's referring to Jesus Christ
指的是基督啊, 恨基督,
and an Old Testament prophecy that was fulfilled.
讲的是, 旧约的一段预言应验了。
Men would hate Jesus Christ
人会恨基督,
even though he would give them no reason at all to hate him.
虽然基督没有给他们任何理由, 他们会无缘无故地恨恶他。
Did Jesus ever give someone a reason to hate him?
耶稣有没有给任何人任何理由恨他的理由呢?
No.
没有, 没有。
Did he give someone a reason to crucify him?
他有没有给任何理由要钉他十字架呢?
No.
没有,
Did he ever sin against someone?
他有没有得罪任何人呢?
So that they might hate him.
好叫他们恨他呢?
No.
没有。
They hated him without a cause.
他们没有理由, 无缘无故地恨他。
That's the same word here.
这个无缘无故就是个白白的, 同样的。
God declared us right with him.
神称我们为义。
Even though we never gave him a cause or reason to do it.
尽管我们没有给他任何理由称我们为义。
That's amazing.
这是叫人惊异的。
What it means is this.
意思就是,
God did not save you because of you.
神不是因着你自己，你的善行缘故救你。
He saved you in spite of you.
尽管你不好，他仍然救你。
We gave God every reason in the world to condemn us.
我们给神许多的理由要定我们的罪。
We gave him no reason to save us.
我们没有给他任何理由要拯救我们。
So why did he save us?
但是他为什么拯救我们?
He saved us because of him.
他因着基督的缘故拯救我们。
Because he is love.
因为他是爱。
He did it for his own glory.
他为了他自己的荣耀拯救我们。
To demonstrate his love.
来显明他的爱。
That's very humbling.
这是很叫人。
But it's true.
那是真实的。
In Deuteronomy,
在生命记,
God says, I loved you.
神说我爱你,
because I loved you.
因为我爱你。
Now think about that.
再想一想,
why did God love Israel?
为什么神爱以色列?
Let's look at it this way.
我们这么看好了。
Israel says this to God.
以色列对神说,
God, why did you love me?
神你为什么要爱我?
Because I loved you.
因为我爱你。
But why did you love me?
为什么你爱我呢?
Because I loved you.
因为我爱你。
And what he's saying is,
他所说的是,
the reason comes from me.
他爱的原因是出于神自己。
Not from you.
不是从人。
He said you were the smallest of the nations.
以色列你是众民之中最小的民族。
I didn't love you because of you.
我不因着你自己的缘故爱你。
I loved you because of who I am.
我爱你乃是因着我自己的荣耀。
And I chose to love you.
我选择我定义要爱你。
Now that's beautiful.
这是太美丽的事儿。
Just don't ever say the same thing to your wife.
你不要跟你太太那么说。
Honey, why did you love me?
亲爱的，你为什么爱我？
You better tell her you're beautiful. That's why I love you.
你最好你要告诉她，因为你太漂亮，所以我爱你。
Because if you say I loved you because I chose to love you,
我爱你，因为我选择定义要爱你。
You will not eat for 3 or 4 days.
你三四天你就得禁食祷告，好好悔改了。
But that's the way it is.
就是如此。
God loves. See, we're totally and completely dependent upon God.
我们完全依靠上帝。
Now, a self-righteous person.
你知道一个自义的人呐。
A Pharisee.
一个法利赛人。
A person who thinks they're just wonderful.
自认为自己很了不起，我是个好人，心地善良。
They get really angry when they hear things like that.
当他们听到这样的话语，会很生气。
But for a man like me,
那像我这样的人,
who was a sinner and a drunk,
我就是醉酒又犯罪多端,
this makes me really happy.
这个叫我听到我就很高兴。
I knew I had nothing.
我知道我一无所有。
I knew if God was going to save me, it was because of Him and not because of me.
我知道如果神要救我的话，不是因着我，乃是因着他。
Have you ever wondered?
你有没有想过？
Why it is,
为什么?
Many times,
很多次,
that when really bad people get saved, they seem to love Jesus more than you do.
当一些真正坏透的罪大恶极、罪孽深重的人得救的时候，他们似乎爱主超过你爱主。
There's a reason for it.
有原因的。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
Remember what he said about the lady?
你记得他说那个女人。
Who washed his feet?
在他的脚前洗他的脚。
He said she loves much.
她爱得多。
Because she's been forgiven much.
因为她被赦免的也多。
What he was saying is this.
他说的是这个意思。
She knows how sinful she was.
她知道自己的罪孽深重啊。
And so she knows how much she had to be forgiven.
她知道神所赦免的有多大。
And so she loves very much.
所以她爱主也多。
A self-righteous person doesn't see themselves as very sinful.
一个自义的人不认为自己很坏。
They don't think they need to be forgiven much.
他也不认为自己需要被赦免多少。
And so when they are forgiven, they do not love much.
所以就算他们被赦免了，他们爱的也不多。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
I could stand out on the street corner here,
我可以在大街的那个角落站着,
with a very expensive leather Bible,
拿着一本非常贵的皮,真皮圣经,
and I could try to give it to people.
我可以要试图给人,送给人。
Some people might take it,
有些人会接纳,
but a lot of people wouldn't even want it.
有些人根本就不要。
Some people would get mad at me.
有些人甚至会生我的气。
I don't want your dumb Bible.
我不要你那本破书。
But I've worked in places in the jungle.
但是你知道吗？我在一些远的森林里头工作。
Where I brought somebody a Bible.
我拿一本圣经去。
And they kissed my hands.
他们会亲我的手。
And they wept and wept and wept.
他们哭又哭又哭。
Let me give you an example. Another example.
我再给你一个例子。
Let's say Bill Gates was walking down the street.
譬如比尔盖茨大富翁在大街上行走。
And I walked up to him and I said, "Here."
我到他面前，我说，那给你。
It's a bologna sandwich.
是那个热狗三明治。
And he'd look at me like, "I don't want your sandwich."
他斜眼看着我，才不要你的热狗三明治。
I go here.
我说给你啊。
It's for you.
是为你的，预备的。
He would call the police and have me taken away.
他会叫警察来把我抓走。
I don't want your sandwich.
我才不要你的三明治。
I can go pay $1,000 for dessert.
我可以花1000块钱买一个点心。
But there are some places in this world.
但这世界上有些地方啊。
Where I could hand somebody a sandwich.
我给一个人一个热狗三明治。
And they would weep with joy.
他们会快乐的、喜乐的流泪。
Because of their need.
因着他们的需要。
One of the reasons why I talk a lot about sin.
我之所以讲那么多罪的原因。
is because I want you to love God.
因为我要你爱神。
The more sinful you know that you were,
你越认识自己的罪孽深重。
The more you will appreciate the love of God.
你就会越感激神的爱。
He loved you not because you were lovable.
他爱你不是因为你可爱。
He loved you because he is love.
他爱你因为他本身就是爱的本体。
Now, he says, being justified as a gift by his grace.
他说现在蒙神的恩典因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
是因基督耶稣的救赎。
Now, what is this word redemption?
好，这个救赎这个字儿什么意思？
What does it mean?
救赎什么意思？
Redemption is a term that means to purchase.
救赎就是买回来的意思。
And primarily it was used this way.
主要是这么用的。
To purchase someone who was a slave.
把一个奴隶赎买回来。
In order to set them free.
好叫他得释放得自由。
To purchase a captive.
买一个俘虏。
In order to set him free.
好叫他得释放。
A price is paid
要付一个代价
in order to gain the freedom for another
好叫另外一个人得到自由
in order to save us God had to redeem us
要拯救我们神必须付出赎价
a price had to be paid
他必须付出高价
now this is very very important
这是非常重要的
Here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看到的。
God cannot neglect justice.
神不能够忽略他的公义、公平。
God cannot simply forgive.
神不能够就原谅就算了，赦免就拉倒了，不能。
Now you say why?
你说为什么？
It doesn't mean that there is a principle of justice that is greater than God.
这意思不是说有一个比上帝更高的、更伟大的公义的原则在上面压着他。
That God has to submit to.
所以神必须要顺服这个公义的原则，不。
That's not what that means.
这不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean there's a law of justice over God and God's got to submit to that law.
这不是说在神上面还有一个更高的公义的律法，神必须要顺服这个律法之下，不。
When we say that God cannot neglect justice.
当我们说神不能够忽略公义的意思。
We're saying that he cannot neglect His own justice.
我们说的是他不能够忽略他自己的公义。
God is just.
神就是公义的，他是本体。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He cannot deny his justice in order to love and forgive the wicked.
他不能够否认自己的公义圣洁来爱那些有罪的人。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
He cannot. Let's say that this man commits a crime.
让我们做个比喻，这个人犯了个罪。
A terrible crime.
一个很可恶的罪。
And I am a king.
我是一个王。
A just king.
一个正直公义的国王审判官。
I can't just ignore what he's done.
我不能够就忽略他所做的坏事。
Because my entire kingdom will fall apart.
要不然我整个国度都天下大乱，难保了。
I cannot ignore the evil that he's done.
我不能够好像看不见他所做的坏事一样。
Because I will be participating in that evil.
要不然的话，我就会在他的那个罪孽上有份了。
I must do something.
我必须做些事儿。
I must give him the justice he deserves.
我必须要秉公行义，要审判他。
But if he gets the justice he deserves,
如果他得到他当当得的公义的审判，
then he cannot be saved.
他就不能得救了。
Do you see the problem?
你看到这个问题吗？
In order for God to forgive your sins,
神为了要赦免你的罪，
he must satisfy his justice.
他必须要满足他自己的公义。
It must be paid.
这个代价必须被付出，公义的要求要满足。
The crime that you've committed.
你所犯的罪必须要付代价。
He just can't let it go.
他不能够睁只眼闭只眼让他过去。
So a price had to be paid.
所以一个代价必须要付出。
What was that price?
这个赎价是什么呢？
The wages of sin is death.
圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
You have to die.
你必须要死。
And pass all of eternity separated from God.
而且永永远远与神隔绝。
Unless someone stands in your place.
除非有人代替你。
And pays for your crimes.
为你付出赎价，为你的罪。
It's like this man goes to prison.
就像这个人，他到了监狱。
To redeem him.
要救赎他。
Means that I go to the authorities.
意思我必须到上司那里去。
I say, take me.
我说让我来。
Let him go.
代替他，让他走。
Whatever he owes.
不论他欠亏欠什么。
I will pay.
我会偿还。
Someone has to pay.
必须有人代替他偿还。
Who paid?
谁？
God paid.
神偿还。
You committed crimes against God.
你得罪了上帝。
You could not pay for your crime.
你不能够自己偿还你所欠的罪债。
God paid for your crime.
神为你偿还了你的罪债。
Through the death of his own son in your place.
借着他儿子耶稣基督代替你在世。
Now, who was the price paid to?
这个债是还给谁的呢？
Some people have wrongly believed that the price was paid to Satan.
有些人错误的理解，认为这个代价赎价是还给撒旦的。
They have this idea that because we sinned against God, Satan had us.
他们有这个错误的理解，因为我们犯罪，所以撒旦就俘虏我们了。
And he did not have to let us go unless a price was paid.
那撒旦不让我们走，除非哈罪价罪债还清了。
Although there is some truth in that,
虽然这有一点对的地方，
it's not at all the main idea.
但这不是这个主要的意思。
The idea is this.
主要的意思是这个。
You committed crimes against God.
你得罪了神。
It's God Himself who was against you.
所以神自己是反对你，敌对你。
He is the righteous judge.
他是那位公义的审判官。
His justice was calling out for your death.
他的公义要求你的死。
But isn't this amazing?
这不是叫人惊异吗？
In his justice, he calls out for your death.
在他的公义中，他要求你必须死。
And in his love, he pays the price.
但是在他的爱中，他为你偿还了罪债。
With the death of his own son.
借着他的爱子替你死。
So if you are a Christian,
所以你是个基督徒的话，
you have been redeemed.
你被救赎了。
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的血。
Now,
好。
This is the motivation for the Christian life.
这是做基督徒的动力。
Why do we seek to obey God?
为什么我们要寻求遵行神的旨意呢？
Do we seek to obey God so that He will save us?
是不是我们遵行他的旨意，好叫他拯救我们呢？
No.
不。
Because we've already learned we cannot earn our salvation.
因为我们已经学了，我们不能够凭自己的行为得救。
If we are a Christian,
如果我们是基督徒，
we do not serve God so that He will save us.
我们不服侍他，好叫他拯救我们，不是。
We serve God because He has saved us.
我们服侍他，因为他已经拯救救赎我们了。
And He did it by paying the greatest price possible.
他拯救我们是为我们付出了最大的赎价。
His beloved Son.
借着他的爱子，心肝宝贝。
Why do I seek to love my wife?
为什么我要爱我的太太？
Just because it's a command?
因为神命令我如此吗？
No.
仅仅如此？不。
Because Jesus died for me.
那因为基督为我而死。
Why do I not want to lie anymore?
为什么我不愿意再撒谎了呢？
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
Why do I not want to give my life to the world?
为什么不愿意再为这个世界而生活呢？
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我而死。
That's what Paul meant when he said he was constrained by the love of God.
这就是保罗的意思，当他说我被基督的爱所激励。
Now let me share with you something.
让我跟你分享一些事。
And it's more than a nuance.
这不是一些这些小的小的差异，小小的分别，细枝末节。
It is significant.
这是很重要的差别。
And really, we're going to have to put on our thinking caps here.
你要戴上你的想象，戴上你的头脑，好好想一想。
I want to love God.
我要爱神。
But it is not my love for God that motivates me.
但是不是我爱神，我的爱给我动力爱他。
My love for God is up one day and down the next.
因为我对他的爱起起伏伏，上上下下。
Is yours like that?
你的是不是？
Sometimes I feel like I love God with all my heart, and the next day my heart feels cold.
有时候我觉得我全心全意的爱神，那过两天我的心又冷淡了。
So if my love for God is my motivation, my life is going to be like this.
如果我爱神，我的爱是我的动力的话，那我的生活就会起起伏伏，上下不定了。
What motivates me?
什么给我动力？
Is not my great love for God.
不是我对神的大爱。
It's God's great love for me.
乃是神的对我的大爱，他的大爱。
Look what he did.
看他所行的。
Look at his love.
看看他的爱。
Perfect.
完美的爱。
Infinite.
永恒的爱。
Immutable, it never changes.
永远不改变的爱。
So why do we want to serve him?
为什么我们要服侍他？
Because of his love for us.
因为他爱我们。
Now, it is biblical to sing.
唱诗是合乎圣经的。
Like, oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, 好，我如何爱耶稣。
That's biblical.
这是合乎圣经的。
But it's kind of hard for me.
但是对我来说很难。
When I look at my love,
当我看到我自己对神的爱，
I don't find much worth singing about most of the time.
我每次我唱我都唱不出什么玩意儿。
Instead of singing, Oh, how I love Jesus.
所以与其唱哦、oh, 我是如何爱耶稣，
I would rather sing, Oh, how Jesus loves me.
我宁可唱哦、oh, 耶稣如何爱我。
The Apostle John.
使徒约翰
I just love that man.
我真是爱这个人。
Can't wait to meet him one day.
我几乎不能等候有一天也遇到他。
When he describes himself in the Gospels,
当他在圣经里头，在福音书里头，他形容自己的时候，
Notice what he says.
你记得他怎么说的吗？
He doesn't say the one who loved Jesus.
他没有说那一位爱耶稣的。
He says the one whom Jesus loved.
他说那一位被耶稣所爱的。
You see that?
你看到吗？
Guys, if you can get a hold of this, it'll help you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能够看到这一点，这会帮助你。
Because a lot of you're just like me. You sit there.
你就像我一样。
And one day you seem like your heart's on fire, and the next day it's cold.
你会忽冷忽热，上上下下。
I don't look at my love much anymore.
我不再看我自己的爱了。
I just keep my eyes on His love.
我乃是定睛仰望他的爱。
I don't look at my performance very much.
我不再看我自己的表现如何。
I look at His perfect performance on my behalf.
我乃看他为我成就的完美的表现。
It says the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这里说，在耶稣基督里的救赎。
Now.One time I was preaching, and when I finished,
有一次当我在讲道，当我讲完的时候，
a young man came up to me.
有一个年轻人来找我，
and he said, "You're right, brother Paul."
他说，对，保罗弟兄，你说的对。
Jesus is all we need.
耶稣是我们所需要的，只有需要基督。
I said, "Oh, young man."
我说，哦，年轻人呐。
Jesus is all we have.
耶稣是我们唯有的。
He's not just all we need.
他不仅是我们唯有需要的。
He's all we have.
他是我们唯有的，拥有的。
Let me put it this way.
让我这么说。
Outside of Jesus,
在基督耶稣之外，
you have nothing.
你一无所有。
Our right standing before God is all because of Him.
我们能够在他面前称义，站立得住，完全是因着他。
In Christ, we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
在基督里，我们有天上诸般的所有的福分。
Eye has not seen nor ear heard what we have in Christ.
眼睛从来没见过，耳朵从来没听过的，我们在基督里的丰富。
Outside of Jesus Christ,
但在基督之外，
we have sin, condemnation, death, and hell.
我们是罪恶、羞辱、死亡和地狱，只有这些。
That is the Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活、生命。
Everything that we have before God.
我们在神面前所拥有的一切
is only because of Him.
唯独因着基督。
It's not 50-50.
不是一半一半，百分之五十五十。
It's not even 80-20.
也不是百分之八十二十不。
Listen to me.
请听。
If 0.001 depended upon you, 0.001% depended upon you.
如果百分之零点零零零零零一是靠你自己的话，
then you're going to hell.
你就要下地狱。
It's 100% Jesus.
是百分之百耶稣，耶稣。
Now, the self-righteous man gets mad when he hears that.
你知道那自义的人呐、啊，听到这样的话会很生气。
No, I've done something.
不，我成就了一些好事儿。
But for me,
但对我来说
，I'm standing up in the pew screaming hallelujah.
我在下面的座位上，我要呼喊哈利路亚，感谢主。
I'm happy to say, yep, that's right. It's all Him, nothing me. Don't look over here.
我很高兴，
all him.
是全是靠基督，百分之百，完全靠他，我高兴得很。
It makes me so excited.
这叫我兴奋。
To know He is so great.
知道他是如此伟大。
Everything depends upon Him.
一切都靠他。
Listen to me, young people.
年轻人听我说。
All right, 28 years.
28岁的。
I have suffered for Christ.
28岁的时候，我为主受了苦。
I have gone hungry for Christ.
我为主忍饥挨饿。
I have had my life threatened so many times because of Christ.
我为着基督多次我受到威胁逼迫。
I know what it's like to pass nights in prayer.
我知道我晚上不夜不眠的祷告什么意思。
And weeks in fasting.
好几个礼拜禁食。
But if I look inside at me.
但是我看我自己里面。
All I see is condemnation.
我看到的只是被定罪。
All our good works are like filthy rags.
我们一切的义都像污秽的衣服。
I'm not going to heaven because I was a missionary in Peru.
我不是因着我在秘鲁做宣教士，所以我可以上天堂。不。
Going to heaven because Jesus Christ died for sinners.
我要上天堂，因为耶稣基督为罪人而死。
That's it.
仅此而已。
I'm saved by repentance and faith.
我得救是因为我悔改，相信他。
Not by works.
不是靠我的行为。
But guess what?
但是你猜猜。
Even my repentance and faith are the result of His work in me.
甚至我的悔改，我的相信，都因着他在我里面动了善功的结果。
The repentance and faith that I must do in order to be saved.
我的悔改，我的相信，这些要得救的这些因素。
Are two gifts that He gave me.
也是他给我的恩典和礼物。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
There's nothing to boast about.
我们无可夸口。
You can't even boast in your faith.
你甚至也不能因着自己的信心而夸口，我有信心。不。
It's all of Christ.
一切都是基督。
Christ alone.
唯独基督。
Christ alone.
唯独基督。
That's why, you know, this is not a religion.
所以这不是个宗教信仰。
Not a bunch of principles.
不是一大堆条条框框，不准这个不准那个。
Big morality you're supposed to obey.
不是一大堆道德规范你必须要遵循的。不。
It is a person.
是一位主。
Who did absolutely everything.
他为我们成就了一切一切。
And so we honor him.
所以我们尊荣他。
We believe in him.
我们信靠他。
And even though we're still weak.
虽然我们还是软弱的。
Even though we still sin.
虽然我们还犯罪。
His love does not change.
他的爱从未改变。
Let me try to illustrate it this way.
好，让我再说明。
Let's say we have two women.
好，我们说有两个女人呢。
And both of them are The two most dedicated women in the world to their husbands.
这两个人对他们的丈夫是忠心的不得了，了不得的。
They serve their husbands 24 hours a day.
他们24小时服侍他们的老公。
7 days a week.
一个礼拜七天。忠心的妻子。
But one of the women.
那其中一个女人。
Is extremely free and joyful.
一个女人是非常的自由，非常的快乐，喜乐。
And the other woman is tired and miserable and frightened.
另外一个又疲惫又害怕又战战兢兢。
What's the difference?
有什么不同？
The woman who is tired and frightened and miserable.
那个可怜的，那个痛苦的，那个又害怕的女人。
She serves her husband so that he will love her.
她服侍她丈夫，好叫她丈夫爱她。
The woman that is free and full of joy,
那个又自由又喜乐的女人呢?
Serves her husband because he does love her.
她服侍她的丈夫，因为她丈夫的确爱她，爱得不得了。
That's amazing.
真是叫人。
That's what unconditional love is.
这就是无条件的爱。
He loves you when you don't meet the conditions.
她爱你，尽管你达不到她的要求。
Which happens to be all the time.
其实我们时时刻刻都达不到他的要求。
If you were to take the most perfect moment,
如果你把你生命中最美好的时刻、最实权、最美好的时刻拿来
，and the most perfect deed,
最美好的行为、善行、义行
，from 1,000 of the most perfect Christians,
从一千个最美好的敬虔的基督徒身上拿出来。
And you were to be judged for that work.
如果你根据你那最美好的行为要受审判的话，
you would go to hell.
你还会下地狱。
It's not good enough.
不够好。
Only the works of Jesus for you is good enough.
唯有基督为你成了的大功够美好，十全十美。
That means I'm free.
这个意思是，我是在基督里得释放的。
I am loved.
我被爱了。
I will always be loved.
他永远要爱我。
That love will never change.
那个爱永不改变。
No matter how much I fail.
无论我失败到什么地步。
Now someone might say.
可能有人会说。
Well, if you believe that.
如果你信这样，这样相信的话。
Then you'll just go on sinning.
你就继续犯罪吧。
No.
不。
Why?
为什么？
Because a love like that controls us.
因为这么大的爱激励我们，控制我们。
Because salvation is free.
因着救赎是恩典，白白的。
Because love, God's love is so permanent.
因为神的爱是如此的恒长持久。
We desire to serve Him more.
我们渴慕更加的侍奉他。
Let me give you an example, and this is where we'll end.
好，我再给你一个例子，我们就到此结束啊。
There's a story which is probably not true, but it's a good illustration.
有一个故事，可能不是个真实故事啊，但是一个很好的例子。
That during the time of slavery in the United States,
当美国奴隶制度还盛行的时候，那个时候
，an African woman was being sold on a platform.
有一个非洲的女人在台上被卖。
She had a big chain around her neck.
她的脖子上有一个大大锁链。
And Abraham Lincoln walked by.
Abraham Lincoln, 美国第一任美国总统从那儿经过。
And he saw the chain around the woman's neck.
林肯总统看到那女人脖子上的锁链。
And the men, that horrible men that were trying to buy her.
那些可恶的男人要收买她，要买她。
And so when the auction bidder asked for a final price,
说当那个拍卖者要求最后的拍板定案的时候，
Abraham Lincoln bought her.
林肯要买她，买了她。
She was his.
这女人就成为林肯的了。
And he took her out of town.
他就把她带到城外。
No one was.
没有任何人在。
And he took the chain and took it off of her neck and threw it on the ground.
他就把他脖子上的锁链拿下来丢在地上。
And he said, "You're free."
他就对那女人说，你现在自由了。
She said, "What?"
他说什么？
"You are free."
你是自由的了。
She said, you mean I can do anything I want to do?
你说, 你的意思是我可以干什么都可以吗?
He said, yes.
林肯说是的。
Do you mean I can go anywhere I want to go?
你的意思说我可以到任何地方去吗?
He said, yes.
他说是的。
And she said, then I choose to go with you.
那女人说,我要跟你走。
Because I've never seen love like that before.
因为我从来没见过这样的爱。
That's a very small illustration of a Christian.
那是一个很小的比喻啊,讲到一个基督徒也是这样。
Christian says, you mean all my sins are gone?
基督徒说,主啊,难道你的意思我的罪都得赦免了吗? 是的。
Yes.
是的。
You mean my sins in the past, present, and future have all been paid for?
你说我的罪过去、现在、将来都还清了吗?
Yes.
是的，是的。
It's unconditional?
这无条件的吗?
You love me no matter what I do?
你这样爱我，不管我做任何事，你仍然爱我吗?
Yes.
是的。
Well then.
那么。
I want to live the most obedient, pleasing life possible.
我要过一个完全顺服、完全讨你喜悦的生活。
If your love is really like this,
如果这就是你对神的爱,
then I want to be the most pleasing I can possibly be.
你的爱如此伟大, 我要尽量讨你的喜悦。
In America,
在美国,
there's a lot of people who say, you mean salvation's free?
很多人会说, 你说这救恩是白白的吗? 是恩典吗?
You mean you trust in Jesus and you do whatever you want?
你就信靠基督, 你干什么都行吗? 啊?
Well then, 那么, I'll believe in Jesus and continue living in sin. This is great.
我就信耶稣了, 我就继续犯罪, 太好了, 自由自在。
They are not Christians.
这些人不是基督徒。
They have not been saved.
他们从来没有被救过。
They do not believe.
他们不信。
They do not know the love of God.
他们不认识神的大爱。
That's why just a tiny percentage of people in the United States of America are actually Christian.
所以在美国基督徒的比率非常非常之微小。
Another thing that causes us to live a different way.
另外一个原因我们会生活改变。
And we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow,
okay. 明天我们会再讲。
Is what's called the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit.
会讲到圣灵的重生的工作。
That when a person believes in Jesus,
当一个人信靠基督时,
it is because of a supernatural work of God.
是因着神超自然的工作。
That changes their heart.
把他们的心改过来。
Now tonight,
今天晚上呢,
After supper,
吃了饭以后,
I'm going to talk to you about the cross.
我会跟你讲到十字架。
And there's a good chance you're going to hear some things you've never heard before.
很可能你会听到一些你从来没有听过的事实。
That it's a good chance you do not really understand the cross.
很可能你不真正明白十字架的道理。
This will be the most important message.
这会是最重要的一篇信息。
So please come back.
所以请回来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。